859-5791. Toll free, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with
and Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff there. It's all free. While all those other talk show websites, they want to charge you money for their site. We give it all away. Shrine of Female Listeners is there. You want to go visit that to take a look at the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. We have put them up on our website because, well, we're proud of our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live. We want to show you off. It's not a beauty contest, though. It's women of all shapes, sizes, colors, ages. They're all there. Various different ladies have sent in validated photos. Now, what's that mean?
Well, it means that somehow or another they prove that they listen to Free Talk Live.
In the photograph.
In the photograph.
They prove
yes.
that they listen to the show.
So you that's can, either, you know, a sign or
usually it's a sign, something creative. Yeah. You can visit the shrine at freetalklive.com. All right, we got lots of calls here. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Gene, what's up?
Well, I went on Wikipedia the other day, and I was looking around, and I tried Christian anarchist to see what showed up. And I'll be darned if there wasn't quite a little bit about Christian anarchist there, anarchy.
Excellent.
And, but I disagreed with what they said, so I went in and I edited it.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool feature. Cause
what
it said
what
that,
part could you have possibly have disagreed with?
Well, they said that Christian anarchists are pacifists, and I strongly disagree with that section because, I changed that. They said all Christian anarchists are pacifists. I changed that to some Christian anarchists are pacifists, and then I added the little thing about Jesus when he told his disciples to go out and buy a sword. So I added that to back it up. But
they probably don't believe in, like, there's the initiation of force. Some people say that, you know, libertarians are pacifists, and I say, no, they're not. And
the article writer went into great detail about the pacifism and made it very clear that they would not resist force in any way, shape, or form.
Hmm.
So
well, a pacifist is someone who is opposed to war, someone opposed to violence as a means of settling disputes. I mean, as a default position, I would have to say I'd be a pacifist, but if push came to shove, and if you've got a gun in my face, I'm not going to be a pacifist at that point.
I don't think that,
I'm opposed
again,
to war.
Once again, it doesn't fit the paradigm. Libertarians are neither hawks nor are they doves.
Right.
They are off the chart, once again. So, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. You can't use left and right to describe them. You can't use hawk and dove to describe them. It doesn't fit.
So, like I said, I disagreed with it, so I went in there and I edited it. So now when you go in there, you'll find my little edit to there that,
very cool.
That explains that not all Christian anarchists are pacifists. So
great.
I just wanted to let you know. It's a pretty cool feature. I like
it. Gene, anything else on your mind?
That was it, guys.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. We've got an entry. Somebody put a Free Talk Live entry.
I'm reading it, actually. Would you like to hear it? It's pretty short.
I don't know. Okay.
In broadcasting, Free Talk Live is
we didn't write any of this.
No, is a live radio show that broadcasts 6 days a week. It has been a syndicated program since 2001. That's not accurate. The program is in approximately 16 markets across the nation and also provides the daily shows via podcast. In 2005, Free Talk Live won the Podcast Expo's Best Cultural Political Podcast Award.
Biffy, we need to edit that then.
We need to change that
2001 thing.
I'm not going to do that. One of our listeners can.
We need to go to the phone, though. Let's talk to Doug in Minnesota. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. Wanted to talk and continue the subject about high schoolers and their perception of drugs and stuff.
Yes, sir.
When I was living in Orange County, I was a teacher. I was a sub, but I had a four-month assignment to the severely emotionally disturbed teenage girls class. I talk about a challenging class. That was a fun one. I had pregnant girls throwing desks at me. But
whoa!
Yeah. Anyway, I asked them one day, if marijuana was legal, would you still smoke it? Every single one of them said no, and then most of them agreed with one girl who said we'd find something else illegal to do. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, this is...
How wonderfully honest of them.
Yeah, exactly, and this is the point we're all making. And then another interesting thing, you know, my parents, at age 15, my sister was 12, started serving wine with dinner, on certain occasions, and that just took away all the taboo from it. You know,
really?
my buddies would say, dude, yeah, I got a beer. It's like, oh, it's nice. I had wine last night for dinner.
Yeah.
And they're going, oh, wow. Anyway.
Good points, Doug.
Touch that up. Hey, did you get my announcement today?
I don't know.
We have a the Libertarian Party up here has a really great candidate running for governor. It's a she, and she owns a business and a bar, and very outspoken, Sue Jeffers.
Cool. Why is she so great? I mean, besides the fact that she's a woman and owns a bar.
Well, I'll tell you, she is quite spunky and attractive and savvy, but also very well known at the Capitol, Minnesota State Capitol.
Yeah.
She testifies quite often about the smoking ban, which affected her and her bar. And, but she just became known as a firebrand, a firecracker. And
so you think there's a chance she might get some news coverage or something like
that?
Yeah,
we really think so. We announced tonight. We're have a press conference on Monday.
Well, good. Doug, we certainly appreciate the news. And obviously we can't do promo pieces for every single Libertarian candidate out there. But best
of luck.
Catch
us by surprise,
you know,
you can.
Hey, Doug, if something exciting happens with her campaign, like, you know, she gets arrested or something really newsworthy, definitely let us know, okay?
You got it.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791. You know, I feel bad when we get proposals from these Libertarian candidates around the country.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael,
because there's so few venues that would that care at all what they're doing, and we do.
We do, but unfortunately we're a national, international radio show.
And from a programming standpoint, it's a bad idea to talk about who and who's running for Don Kitcher in Sheboygan.
Michael Bednarik's running for Congress in Texas.
Right.
And he was the Libertarian presidential candidate in 2004. Now, he was definitely worth interviewing in 2004,
right.
So we did. But I've been contacted by his people this year to have him on the show, and I had to turn it down because, I'm sorry, we don't have an affiliate in his area, and even if we did, we've got affiliates all over the country that aren't going to care about who's running in North Texas or wherever, South Texas.
You should have made him a deal that we'll do the interview if they can secure us an affiliate inside their broadcast area.
Maybe.
That offer stands for anybody who's running for Libertarian in office.
But I always make the point to the people that are asking me.
No, we'll
this.
Talk to Democrats and Republicans, too. We just won't be nice.
Because the good news is that there's a lot of Libertarian candidates. I mean, that's the good news. They don't normally do very well in the elections, but at least they're getting out there and they're getting their names on the ballots more so today than they have ever in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's good. They're moving in the right direction. But if we spend time on one candidate, then every other candidate's going to call up and say, hey, you talked about so-and-so from Michigan. Well, why don't you talk about Joey Bob here in Oklahoma? And we can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, this is not a Libertarian promo piece show. It's a general
interest.
That
wouldn't be interesting.
No, it wouldn't be. It's a general interest talk show. 800-259-5791. Let's go to the email box. This one just came in, actually, from since we're talking about students. This one came in from a young lady, Katrina. She says, first, I suppose I should introduce myself. My name is Katrina, and I attend Otsego Public Schools in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I'm 16, and I know a lot of people that would say someone my age shouldn't be listening to the show. Personally, here's what I have to say. I don't care. I love the show. Thanks, Christina. I do have a lot to say, and on a lot of it I agree with you on, but for now I think I'll just cover my main concern, the Otsego schools. I'd love to go through the student handbook and stretch the rules, and most of the time get them to realize how they're interfering with my rights. Yeah, I know there are people who say minors don't have rights, but I feel that I do. Then again, my urge to fight things that aren't right is more so than other people my age. Anyway, I was reading through the dress and general appearance section in her student handbook, and I came across a line that completely confused me. Please tell me what you think. Here's the section from the school handbook. Quote, attempts on the part of individuals or groups to call attention to themselves by unusual clothing, hair color, or style, facial, or body piercing, or grooming, will be considered unacceptable.
That's a pretty broad definition.
Don't draw attention to yourself. We're going to talk about this a little bit more on the way. 800-259-5791. School Insanity. It's Free Talk Live.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces braces, or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about. Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add Protect a Engine Treatment, Protect a Transmission Treatment, and especially Protect a Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protect a's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the show. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
It is the Thursday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so plenty of time for you to call in about anything. Political issue, personal problem. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can go to the... You can go to our website and get access to all kinds of good stuff, including the archives. We have months worth of the show right there on the front page of the site. Months of them. Go get them for free. Freetalklive.com. The reason I'm chuckling, man, which is because I just had a phone call from my mother during the break. And it is it's interesting to watch grown adults act like they're children. Have you seen this kind of behavior before?
I have.
I just got a call because, as you know, man, which I had called off the wedding that me and my former fiance were going to have, my old lady.
I am aware of that.
And I called off the wedding, and my mother apparently had given her mom some photos of me for some sort of a collage or some sentimental stuff that moms do, right? Her mother, Jackie's mom, was going to put this stuff together. So my mom had given her some photographs. Well, now that the wedding's been called off, my mom's calling me up and begging me to contact Jackie's mom and ask for the photos back. And I said, why can't you make the call? You're the one who gave the photos in the first place. Why is it that you can't call Jackie's mom and talk to her? I mean, are you a little kid? You can't handle having an adult conversation?
I don't know as though, you know, sneering at her is really the way to go, though. You know,
She's asked me more than once, and I've told her no. It's like she thinks she can just ask me over and over again, and I'll actually go ahead and do it for her. And it just seems a little childish. I mean, she said it would feel awkward to talk to her. Why? You're two adults. There's no hard feelings between anybody here. I mean, if anything, it would have been between me and Jackie, and all that's been smoothed over, so I don't understand.
Yep.
I don't feel right about it. Well, what's wrong with you? Mm-hmm. You're 50-plus years old, and you can't handle a simple phone call to get some property returned to you. I don't like taking care of people's other people's trash. You know what I mean, man? Anyway, that's what I was talking about. 800-259-5791 to the phones to Katrina in Michigan. We were actually in the middle of your email, Katrina. You're on Free Talk Live with Nina Manwich.
Hi.
Hey, Katrina.
Yeah,
you're on the air.
I didn't even realize you were reading it at the time.
Oh, well, what a coincidence. Well, we were actually just getting to the part about the dress code. The, quote, attempts on the parts of individuals or groups to call attention to themselves by unusual clothing, hair color or style, facial or body piercing or grooming will be considered unacceptable.
Yeah. I think that is actually getting rid of my right to freedom of expression.
Absolutely.
It's also kind of silly. I mean, you know, you could wear a plaid skirt and somebody could say, whoa, that girl's crazy.
Yeah.
She's trying to draw attention to herself.
Well, yeah, they've written this so that it's so wide open.
Broad.
So that anybody who believes that, anybody that sees you wearing something they don't like can say, you're trying to call attention to yourself.
Right. And I think that people would probably say that this, you know, that affects certain kids or just kind of outcasts or whatever. But really, it affects anybody who's doing anything that somebody doesn't like. If, for instance, you know, your kid's wearing a necklace, and I think that, you know, only ethnic people with that, you know, like that gaudy crap, and, you know, you're trying to draw attention to yourself. Get out of here, you know. Go, take that thing off and put it in your locker.
It's just an excuse for harassment on the part of the administration. So have you actually had this enforced on you, or you just happened to come across the definition and just thought it was interesting?
Well, I've seen people some of my friends have been affected by it, but not me personally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they tend to pick and choose who gets in trouble and who doesn't.
Of course.
I wouldn't doubt that.
They always have their favorites, the favorite kids that they love getting in trouble over and over again.
Yeah. And then I think the school is always going on about how much they value education, and then they go on and do this and suspend us for it and take us out of the whole education process.
Well, you know, I actually think suspension is kind of a nice punishment. I mean, it's like a little vacation. It's like a little mini vacation. Because really, I mean, they claim that they value education, but really when it comes down to it, all they want to do is just house you for 8 hours a day, or 7 or 8 hours a day, and then, you know, give you a diploma and move you on. Because as the numbers point out, they don't really care about education. Otherwise, they'd actually turn themselves over to private organizations and do something to actually help the kids instead of help their paychecks. It's really, the situation we have in government-run schools today is dismal.
Well, I don't think that the kid benefits by getting suspended, though. I mean, there's no benefit there.
Well, they're not necessarily benefiting from being in school anyway.
You can get a crappy education on public school. You can get a great education at public school if you apply yourself properly. But I just think yeah, you can.
Yeah, well,
sure you can.
It's tough to apply yourself when the teachers around you aren't interested in helping.
That's not very damn empowering.
Well, the teachers aren't really that great or empowering.
They aren't that great or empowering, but the fact is the kids have the choice.
That much is true.
They get to make their choices in life, and the choices you make in high school and before that are going to affect you for the rest of your life.
So, Katrina, what's on your mind tonight?
I was actually calling because you were just talking about drugs and alcohol and teens.
Yes.
And I happen to... It's on the same page. It also says that in the drug and alcohol policy, I don't understand how if we get in trouble off from school property and they can turn that information to the school and we can also get suspended from school. Is that not an invasion of my privacy?
Yeah, it would be. But don't you know that the schools own you, Katrina? You must have not realized that. Apparently when you were born, your parents signed over the rights to you to the state. So apparently they control you wherever you are. It doesn't matter if you go to another country and get in trouble there. They'll try to get you in trouble at your school for that.
Well, Katrina, the reason that you feel indignant about it is because you know that your parents pay for public school system, and they have to. They've paid every time they've paid for rent or property taxes that they've contributed to this. And so because they've contributed to it, you feel that you have a right to education. And some people would say you have a right to education. But the school is basically acting like a private entity. Now, a private entity that said, hey, if you get in trouble, if you have blue hair or you get in trouble or whatever, you can't be a student here. And, you know, I'm sorry, you're going to be suspended until your hair grows out or, you know, for 10 days and if you get in trouble, that kind of thing. If they gave you these reasons, a private entity, then it would be acceptable and you may or may not like it, but you would realize that it had nothing to do with your rights. The problem is that your parents are, the money is extracted from them involuntarily.
Right.
And the school, you know,
they shouldn't be able to do that.
Well, I don't know what they should be able to do. There shouldn't be
they
a public
should be gone.
School.
Yeah, they should just go away.
There's no should. They shouldn't be. It's weird. I mean, I can understand why the school doesn't want somebody who got convicted of murder not allowed into their school. They should be able to kick somebody out who did that or suspend them or whatever. I mean, that's not a problem.
Yeah, the only way to really solve this problem is total privatization of the education system. And that could mean that it might be run by a private charity. It could mean it could be run by a private company or a private individual. But that way, at least, then the rules would be set in stone. You would be going to the school. You would be able to look at the rules before you before you sign the school. The government says, okay, here's where you live. That means you're going to school X. And the government assigns you the school, so you don't get to take a look at the rules in advance and decide whether or not you think it's appropriate. So therefore, if your parents want to send you to a school that has strict controls on these sorts of things, then they could do that. And if the parents want to send you to a school that's a little bit more liberal, a little bit more open-minded, then they could do that as well. Katrina, anything else on your mind?
There was a school choice act, I do believe, that was passed. And that we get to pick what school we want to go to.
You know, school choice is a slight, slight improvement over regular mandated government schools because it at least gives the choice to the parents to not send their kids to a bad school, which means the schools might shape up a little bit, but still, it's just a slight step in the right direction. Katrina, call us again sometime. We appreciate hearing from you, and we'll talk to you later. 800-259-5791. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lykos with today's Car Clinic Minute. All for One may be about musketeers, but if musketeers or mouseketeers or engineers travel together on the ground, I'll tell you about their One for All when I come back. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today. The Three Musketeers may have been all for one, but the mighty bus, a multi-country engineering feat, is the one for all. Short for omnibus, which means for all in Latin, the first bus appeared in Paris in 1662. This 8-seater was horse-drawn, and not until 1831 would steam-driven buses putter around the streets of London. Speaking of which, the first famous double-decker appeared in 1847 and offered half fares to those who climbed onto the open-air second deck. Honors for the first gas-driven motor bus go to Germany in 1895. But today, the Omnibus is omnipresent, providing rides for all over the world. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love it. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. See and hear with me.
And Manwich, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list. Just go to updates. freetalklive.com to get signed up. It's totally free. updates.freetalklive.com. And I want to go back actually to Katrina's email, because there's something in here that she didn't touch on during her phone call that I thought was pretty interesting. And by the way, she says here in the email that apparently her dad turned around to the show.
Awesome.
Which I think is way cool, that parents are hooking their kids up with Free Talk Live, and that way it's a multi-generational effect that we're having here on the show. anyway, she says, sometimes I feel, again, she's a 16-year-old student, a public government-run public school student in Michigan. She says, sometimes I feel like the only one who actually cares about my, I am the only one who actually cares about my rights and the rights of others. I fail to see how the government is helping anything. When I approached a few people about political issues, they simply said, I don't care. I hate ignorant people. They say they don't care until something is passed that they don't like, and then they complain. I truly believe that if more people my age would wake up and realize how pitiful and controlling our government has become, then we could make a difference. I know that we can't vote, etc., but we can still make some sort of a difference. And you're absolutely right, Katrina. Just because you can't vote, and I think it's sad that the IRS demands money from 16 and 17-year-olds in the form of taxes from their paycheck, but yet they can't actually vote. That's taxation without representation.
It's a very motivating point.
But yes, you absolutely can make a difference. You can get politically active with, like, your local
mostly
libertarian 15 groups.
Mostly 16 and 17-year-olds wouldn't have to pay IRS, but they do have to pay Social Security.
Mm.
And that's a, you know, it's a different bureaucracy.
Nonetheless.
Taxation.
So I think that there's definitely some things you can do as a young person who's interested in politics. You can absolutely get involved with a local libertarian group, for instance. Those guys need all the help they can get.
Mm-hmm.
You can go and spread the word. I have a young friend in high school here in the area we're doing the show from, and I feed mm-hmm. him quizzes. I give him world's smallest political quizzes mm-hmm. from the Advocates for Self-Government, these little business card-sized quizzes that basically you take the quiz and it tells you whether or not you're a libertarian or you're an authoritarian or a leftist or a centrist or conservative or whatever. And he's handed them out at school before and gotten in trouble for handing them out at school
really?
Before. Mm-hmm. So that's something else you can do. I mean, even though you guys can't vote, now's the best time. Now is the absolute best time to reach out to the people around you. If you're a young person, you know, to reach out. Yes, you're going to get a lot of responses like, I don't care, or screw politics, or whatever. But there's no better time than approaching somebody when they're young and talking to them about pro-freedom issues.
Mm.
So definitely get out there and make a difference. She says, a good example of how ignorant students are is when we had to write a persuasive speech in English class. The common topics were gay marriage, abortion, and other common things that I believe the person themselves should be allowed to make, not the government. I mean, hello, it's a right to choose. Well, I chose several bills that might be passed, such as annoying people on the internet, mm-hmm. jail time for knowledge of drug activity, etc., and no one cared at all. Every other topic had questions from the other students in the class, but no one asked me a question. This really ticked me off to no end. When I asked a friend what happened, she said, no one cares about politics, and besides, you talked over our heads.
Mm-hmm.
What? I used English. What's wrong with these people? So that's from Katrina. And that's got to be discouraging, you know, being somebody who it's unusual to be 16 years old and to
be interested in these things.
Care about politics.
You know, to care about politics. When everybody around you, all they care about is the new Britney Spears CD that's coming out, or, you know, the new 50 Cent CD that's
on
the way.
I'm sure Britney is old news right about now.
I think you're right. 50 Cent, he's still hot, isn't he?
I'm sure.
So that's what the kids care about. You know, they're watching MTV, which of course is indoctrinating them with socialist propaganda. And it's tough, you know. You feel like you want to make a difference. You feel like these kids, the friends around you, could really be powerful if they got their stuff together. But they're never encouraged to by anybody.
Well, I can tell you that if they did give teenagers the right to vote, that what would happen is there'd be huge voting drives and be voting booths at the high school for the teenagers, that kind of thing. So there'd be this disproportionate representation. You would have
there's already disproportionate representation by old people.
No, I don't think that's true. At least the old people care enough to do it.
Okay. Are you saying that all of a sudden the kids would start caring and be disproportionate?
No, I'd say they'd do it. They would do it because they would have it at high schools.
Yeah.
Whereas they don't come to my work.
I see what you
and
mean.
Take my vote.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have to go and vote.
So we'd have two disproportionate groups. We'd have the old people and the young people
and the teenagers.
I think it'd be interesting.
And the people that are working would be then underrepresented.
Yeah.
So I think that, and you know, the point you've made in the past that is excellent is that 18 to 21 year olds, this group that was afforded the vote, I don't know, in the 60s sometime. Really don't vote that much. So they didn't use their vote very often.
Despite all of the get out the vote efforts by MTV and Rock the Vote and all that stuff, you're right, they still don't vote very
right.
much.
Right. And there would be ways to handle that, but I think that with public school system, you would see over representation of 16 and 17 year olds voting because, whoo, it's a government class project. Today everybody's going to register to vote. And, you know, that'd be done 2 months prior to the election.
They'd give them the special high school ballot where the libertarians were just accidentally left off.
Oh, absolutely. The libertarians wouldn't be on there. You know, they would go over the candidates. The Republican and the Democrat, and they would talk about, you know, okay, let's talk, you know, compare and contrast these two candidates and how they're going to screw us. And, you know, then they'd talk about the candidates and people would get riled up because their parent liked this one and their parent liked that one. And for whatever reason that high school students care about politics when they basically, you know, the vast majority of them don't know what the heck they're talking about.
So all I can suggest that you do, Katrina, and all the rest of you who are young people listening to the show, is spread the word, spread it to your friends, the ones that will listen to you. Learn how to make persuasive. Right now, you've got time. When you're a young person, I mean, at most, you got some schoolwork and possibly a job that you're working. You've got enough time to educate yourself about libertarianism, to read great books like Harry Brown's Why Government Doesn't Work, Mary Ruart's excellent book, Healing Our World, to really get a lot of good information so you can start becoming persuasive, visit the Advocates for Self-Government, and learn how to communicate libertarianism better. Because when you're new to this stuff, you're not good. I'm just being honest with you.
Sure.
When you're brand new to liberty, you are not a good communicator.
Well, and let's
you don't understand, first off.
And it's a problem. You don't know all the ins and outs. Somebody asks you a question, well, what about the environment? Oh, screw the environment. You know, whatever your answer is does not represent the libertarian ideals.
I've been doing liberty for 6 years of my life, and I'm still not as good as I would like to be.
Sure. You can see us miss every night here on Free Talk Live.
There's a lot of practice that needs to be done here, and there's no better time than when you're a young person.
And the world's smallest political quiz is excellent because what it does is it affords a person an opportunity to express themselves.
Right.
And everybody wants to express themselves. Very few people want to see you express yourself.
Nor do they care about what you think.
Right. It's just not that interesting. Sorry. You know,
they're
what's interesting
in
is me.
Right. People are always interested in number one, and that's an important sales adage.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And what we are doing here is we are selling liberty. We are trying to convince the American people on an individual basis, one by one, to accept freedom, to accept liberty. And the way to do that is to show them how it will benefit them.
Mm-hmm.
And the world's smallest political quiz allows them to explore themselves without you really preaching anything to them necessarily.
And you can talk to them about individual questions on the world's smallest political quiz. Especially young people can be somewhat flexible on those answers.
So hopefully we pointed you in the right direction. You can definitely get active as a young person. There's no better time to start than now. 800-259-5791. Walt's on the line. Don in Pennsylvania, this is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. You want live streams, we've got them for you. Dial-up version of the show, broadband version, free at freetalklive.com. There's no minimum, or there's no maximum amount of time you can listen for free, and then you have to subscribe. There's no games. We just give them to you. Free at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to Walt in Kansas City. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Walt, what's up?
Well, first of all, sorry to be so late calling tonight, but I was conducting other business. And
you're not on a schedule with us, Walt. There's not
well,
a specific Walt call-in time.
You know, he's got fans that are, that care. You know, the fans, his fans want him to call early in the first hour.
Well, you know, I apologize. as for the email you just received from Katrina,
yeah,
I have one thing to say. Katrina, hopefully you're listening. Girl, I'm going to tell you. I'm proud of you, and I appreciate your dad turning you on to the show, and never give up.
Right on.
Just because your friends want to be idiots, that's what's wrong with this country. When they grow up, then they become bigger idiots because they just go right along with the keeping dumbed down.
You're right. Thing. They become, as I like to call them, adult children.
Yeah. Yeah.
They never quite grow out of the whole MTV generation rut. They never quite anything more adult than get themselves a job. They work at a job for the rest of their lives. They pay a mortgage. They accidentally have kids, and then they ruin ruin their futures.
Yep, yep, yeah. And if they educate the kids at home the way that they educated themselves, then they ruined their kids too.
Wait, if who? Oh, wait. If who educates whose kids at home? The adult children educating their own children?
Yeah, if the dummies, the idiots, educate their kids at home, teach them the same principles and the same morals that they grew up with.
Good point.
In other words, not knowing anything, you know, I'll stay out of this. But look what the Kansas City Chiefs are doing, or look what the Jets are doing, or
yeah.
Man, forget all that stuff. You know, do something for you.
It's all a distraction.
Yeah, it is. It's all a 100% distraction. And that's what I wanted to call about, is all these taxes that we got. They're not a distraction. They get right deep in your pocket.
Yeah.
And it just irks me to death. I have one son yet. I've got three grown boys, and I've got one son yet that's still in school. He's going to be 14 in March, and he goes to a private Christian school here because I'd like to see him learn something.
Sure.
But yet I still have to pay this stupid school tax.
Outrageous.
Yeah. In other words, wait a minute. And you know what? When you say, and what is it on? It's on your property tax.
That's right.
If you don't pay your property tax, you don't own your house.
They're going to come and get you. Throw you off, and then bring the bulldozer in.
And they're going to throw you off of their property because you're just renting it from the state. Just like your car, your truck, your motorcycle.
Well, don't you remember, you signed a social contract that said that you would give thousands of dollars a year or hundreds of dollars a year to the communist redistribution school system. I mean, you don't remember signing that contract?
Well, you will sign these papers, man. You know, kind of like in that old whatever that used to be. I remember seeing that when I was a kid, though. But, you know, that's the whole point. You know, and I like what you said the other night about giving God 10%, you know, not necessarily to the preacher, but to charitable organizations, whatever you feel is a good quality organization.
Mm-hmm.
But then you certainly shouldn't give the government any more than 9.9, because who puts that up at the top?
How many Christians have ever considered that, I wonder? I mean, how many good Christians have ever really thought about the fact that they're paying multiple times the amount to the state than they are to any religious organizations?
Well, and right now, everyone listening or not listening, everyone, if you're in the United States, a legal American citizen, basically, you're paying 62.5% of your income in some form of tax or another. Now, just think how much more you could do with... If you just got to keep half of your income instead
of just
$37.50 out of every $100.
The amount of wealth that we could create in this country would be staggering. I mean, we would be set so much more free if we could just cut taxes by half. Well, great call as always. Thanks, man. 800-259-5791. We got to go to Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Don, what's up?
Ah, I had to go and change that diaper. You know how it is. Anyways.
You wear diapers?
Yeah, I'm one of them old age guys, you know. Now, I was just, the other caller brought up a, you know, thing about as far as your land and your car not being yours.
Yeah.
Okay, but what really everyone doesn't realize is you've all been brainwashed to do one thing, and you of your own free will have given the car to the state or the government.
What do you mean?
Whenever you buy a brand new car, they have a thing called a certificate of origin.
Yes.
Now, the problem is whenever you buy the brand new car, everyone goes up to the Mr. Banker and says, Mr. Banker, please, my God, I'll give you my firstborn and everything. Okay.
So I can just have this car.
And Mr. Banker says, okay, I want you to register it. In order to register it, you have to give the absolute ownership.
This is very interesting. We've learned about this in the past, and it seems totally legit. If you want to get true ownership of your vehicle, you have to get the manufacturer's statement of origin, and the only way to do that is to pay cash, right? To actually buy the car outright, brand new, off the lot. And that's the only way you can get your hands on these things, because once the state gets them, they actually file them or burn them or destroy them. They kind of file them on microfilm, and then they burn the originals, and that's theirs at that point. That certificate of origin, the proof of ownership for the car, essentially, is the state's.
Basically, you gave it, and in a court of law, a copy or anything like that does not necessarily hold up.
You know what? I actually tried to get a copy from my State Department of Motor Vehicles, and it took two different mailings that I sent to them, and they still didn't get it. They still did not understand my request, which was made crystal clear to them that I wanted a copy of the MSO. They wouldn't do it for me. They just wouldn't even give me a copy. Thanks for the call, Don. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. It is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from seven herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time, shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have the shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cardiovite.
If you believe Cartavite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-5791 is the number for you. Take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-5791. Only moments remain here on this, the Thursday evening edition. We do it six nights a week, by the way. Monday through Friday, we're on 2 hours a night from 8 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time. And we have our brand new expanded edition Saturday show, which is live from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
So six nights a week, you can join us. Don't forget to join us online as well at freetalklive.com. If you miss a moment, we got archives, we got live streaming, the updates, bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, lots of stuff there. All of it's free. But we'd like your voluntary support for $3 a month. Now, that's not a lot. I mean, that's what, two cups of coffee? A hamburger? Maybe some French fries. I mean, gosh, combo meals are $5 or $6 these days,
yeah,
aren't they? So, I mean, for less than the price of a combo meal, you can help support Free Talk Live. You can send Free Talk Live on more radio stations, because we call it the AMP program for a reason. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. That means we want to get the show on more stations. We want to get the show on more internet connections. And it's working, man, which we've had over 155 of our listeners become Free Talk Live amplifiers for as little as $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. And we make it easy, too. Automatic. We got a credit card form. We got PayPal. It's so simple.
Right. It's all you have to do is, you know, go to amp.freetalklive.com, and we do what, you know, the ways to make it easy for you to help us.
That's right. And plus you get perks. You get access to the classic archives. You get the amplifiers-only bulletin boards, the form on the bulletin board system, and more. Plus, when we finally reach our goal with the AMP program, everyone will benefit, because we'll reduce our commercial time on the show by 25%. Let's go to Jeff in Colorado. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
Oh, not much. I'm just, I haven't got any emails, and I'm kind of all shook up about it. But I'm called in to talk about a couple of other things.
You haven't got emails about what? I don't understand.
I'm just teasing you guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I've...
I mean, if you want to send an email, we'll respond to you. I mean, well, I respond personally to every email.
You can give your email address on the air, and I'm sure you'll get emails.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah, you will. You're a popular guy, Jeff.
Well, anyways, I wanted to talk about those secret black CIA projects, but before I do, I think I would be a really good speaker for any movement, organization, or group, and, you know, I'd probably start
Jeff
out...
Jeff for hire.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would probably start out my speech, you know, walk up to the podium in Washington, D.C. in front of 100,000 people and say, you know, tell them my name and say, Texas is missing a village idiot, and his name is George Bush. Oh, they wanted him to come home, but he decided to team up with a bald-headed nerd named Dick Cheney who wanted to act in concert with Dum Dum Rumsfeld. Anyways, but no,
DJ Blaze, everybody.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about, I think everybody's going to be floored by this. Does everybody realize that the last year that President Clinton was in office, does everybody realize that these secret black government projects, all these millions and trillions of dollars that are funneled through these different Department of Defense agencies and departments, do you realize that there's $1 trillion missing and nobody knows what happened to it? That's our taxpayer money.
That's a lot of money.
There is $1 trillion.
And nobody's accountable for it either because it's all
secret. Nobody knows what happened to it. Nobody knows where it went.
It's a secret.
And it's gone.
This kind of stuff goes on. It goes on at all levels of the government. There are secret programs.
$1 trillion.
Secret money moving around. Jeff, you're right. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. You know, it is disturbing. And this is what happens when you have big government. You got big government bureaucrats trying to operate outside of their boundaries. And there's no control over this stuff. So nobody even knows who's doing it, what's going on, who's spending how much, who's responsible. We're back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to...